Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You are the perfect example of a woman that has constantly reinvented herself as someone who has consistently one-upped herself. You don't allow anything to stop you. You don't allow anything to tell you no. And I respect and admire that so much about you. And I want other people to see that. I want other women to see that in themselves.
I'm very excited today to introduce our guest, MJ Day, because each year, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is a must-have for many of us who appreciate the beautiful, talented, and inspirational women who grace the pages and are looking for the most unique and fashionable swimwear. And this year, Sports Illustrated, for some unknown reason, asked me, Martha Stewart, to be one of the cover girls. And I am extremely flattered and extremely excited. And we'll talk about all of the preparation I had to go through to get into those 9 different bathing suits. But first published in 1964 to fill an editorial void in early winter, the issue has become a cultural phenomenon. MJ Day is the editor-in-chief of this iconic publication and works tirelessly to keep its readers intrigued. MJ joins me here at Samsung 837 on my podcast to talk about her road to Sports Illustrated, what it takes to make the swimsuit issue, and who is on the current cover. Welcome to my podcast, MJ. After spending 2 very hectic days with you in the Dominican Republic and having time to recover a little bit, I did actually recover, I think, from that whirlwind job. And I hope you've recovered, but you've been doing 20-some models. How many pages actually is the swimsuit issue?
I think it's about 140 pages. Yeah.
And then how many different bathing suits?
Oh my goodness. Hundreds. Yeah. Hundreds, if not close to 1,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
And all different from last year. Nothing's the same. It is a high fashion issue. And the models, some repeats, but many, many new faces that are familiar but gorgeous.
including you, Martha.
Oh, yes, including me. Well, let's see. Do you have one picture of me in a bathing suit?
Oh, I sure do.
Let's show everybody. These are called frames, these TVs that you can program with your own photographs. You can program them with fine art.
They're spectacular.
I know. They're fantastic.
I need this in my life.
And
hi, gorgeous.
Oh, I love that photograph.
Look at your legs. Those are Pilates legs right there.
They are.
Everything is working. Look at that hair, that makeup, that environment. That screams sexy Martha Stewart to me. Look at that smile. Look at that fit.
Oh, that was a beautiful house, too, with that greenery and the white and the very tropical interior. It was an amazing place. And Ruben Afanador, who first photographed me in the early 1990s for my own magazine, but not in swimsuits, took all these beautiful photographs, and he was so fun to work with.
Oh, extraordinary.
So fun. Would you have another one to show?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this one. Sexy red Marilyn Monroe-ish kind of pose.
Giving Marilyn
in,
here.
Yeah, in front of that beautiful stone wall. That was pretty.
How beautiful are you? Oh, here you are. Lamb.
Is that Norma Kamali?
That is Norma Kamali. Yes.
She's a friend, and I've been wearing her bathing suits for many, many years.
No, you really rock that swimsuit.
Oh, and this. Oh, those fabulous sunglasses and that fabulous body glove suit.
How fantastic. Yeah.
See,
is
that's
that?
More the kind of suit I wear.
Right.
And sometimes it comes all the way up to my neck and down to my wrist.
I love this one. I feel like this
body suit
photo is going to, like, it's just iconic.
Body glove.
But this says everything about you to me. You're, like, chic, you're modern, you're carefree, you're exuberant, you're just, like, all the things.
Oh, look at that water.
I am, like, looking at you. And I'm like, the water's pouring, okay.
And they were pouring water over my head, making me soaking wet. I was dunking constantly for that photograph. And the photographer was in the water with his cameras up to his chest,
yes.
As were the technicians.
Exactly.
Everybody was. Were you in there?
Yes,
too?
I was.
Oh,
I
my
was.
Gosh, you were in the water also.
We baptized you. That's when you got your official baptism into Sports Illustrated swimsuit right there.
Well, that's what you call it. Well, you studied political science. How in the world did you go from political science to the media business and the publication business?
Well, I did. I was a poli-sci major. I was actually almost a double major with English. And my mother told me, you're never going to get a job as an English major. So you better do something that's, you know, more marketable. And so I graduated from Mary Washington College as a poli-sci major and with a almost double major in English. But I had always been a creative at heart.
Was the first magazine you worked for?
InStyle magazine. I was hired right out of college as an intern at InStyle.
And that was an exciting magazine. That was a Time Inc. magazine, which dealt primarily with fashion. Mm-hmm. And beauty and the most gorgeous models and action.
Yes.
It's a very action-packed magazine.
Yes, it is. It was such a great time to work there. It was when it had just started. It just spun up from People, actually. And so they were sort of like a fledgling standalone at that point. And so I got in on, like, the very ground level, and it was really, really great learning experience too. So.
And did you write too, or just
no,
style?
No, I was actually in marketing.
Oh,
if
marketing.
You believe that. Yeah, so I was hired as a marketing assistant and had always wanted to get into editorial, but that's a tough nut to crack, you know, without any kind of, like, connections, which I had none at the time. Mm-hmm. So I maneuvered my way, you know, into the editorial side, because Sports Illustrated is also a Time Inc. Was a Time Inc. brand.
Yes.
And so I was able to kind of troll the job postings internally. So while I was in InStyle, you know, as an intern, I found this posting.
Were you drawn to the Sports Illustrated franchise right away, or are you a sports person?
No, I'm not a sports person at all. But I did love to travel, and I did want to travel. And the job posting said that you had to be willing to travel extensively. And when I saw that, I was like, well, let me check this out and see what it has to offer. And then I didn't even know it was for the swimsuit issue.
Oh, and it's a year-round job for one issue.
Yes, a year-round job.
It takes an entire year to create this extraordinary franchise. Extraordinary issue, which probably made a lot of money for Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, it's done well over the years, for sure. It definitely is like a marquee property, you know.
Do you think it was like the biggest grossing magazine of the year for Sports Illustrated?
I would guess so.
But you followed in the footsteps of some legendary editors, Julie Campbell, who was the kind of the mother of Sports Illustrated swimsuit. She created the look. She ushered in the era of the supermodel. Mm-hmm. And how important was she to you?
Oh, Julie is such an inspiration to me. She actually recently passed away this year, but I've had a relationship with her really ever since I started. She's very motherly to not just the models that were part of the brand, but also the women that worked there. It was her baby. She created this and really labored with it, and so really looked after the people then that sort of shepherded it after her.
Would you say the issues have changed drastically since Julie Campbell?
I wouldn't say drastically. It's grown exponentially, for sure. When Julie was there, it was an insert in the regular Sports Illustrated Weekly, and then it became a standalone while she was there, and a calendar and a television show, all of which it still is now. And then the platforms, the different digital platforms evolved out of that, and social media and events, and you know, there's so many things now that exist differently than, you know, when it first started. But I think it's like the natural evolution of growth of the brand.
So the magazine is still a paper magazine.
Yes.
But is the readership bigger online or in the printed issue?
Oh, online, for sure. Yes. It reaches billions of people globally. You know, there's actually quite a bit of content, additional content on our digital platforms as well. So
how many of the printed issue will you be doing of this swimsuit? People have asked for autographed copies. Not that I'm supposed to tell anybody about it.
It's okay. You can try friends and family.
Now that we're talking about it publicly on a podcast, I'm going to need a little box of these to sign.
Yeah, we're going to have to order a few, I think, million more with you on the cover, Martha. I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am for this.
It's so exciting. How has it evolved? You've done a lot of new things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had a transgender model on the cover last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've had one of your issues that had the first Black model on the cover?
Tyra Banks was on a double. She was on a cover under Julie Campbell. And then under Elaine Farley was the standalone Tyra Banks issue.
And that was a fabulous
That
fabulous
was very spot. Important
She had
one.
Her TV show right in the same studio on 26th Street that I had.
Oh,
she
get
was,
out.
She was amazing.
She's so incredible. Yeah. What a superstar she is.
And amazing.
So we've tried to really progress the brand and help, you know, move women forward in
What was the most controversial issue so far?
I like to think about the conversations that come along with these very important covers. And there was a lot of conversation about the Ashley Graham cover when she first appeared, because she was the first plus size model that had appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated and on a lot of mainstream media publications as well.
Yeah, and she's very forward about her plus size.
Absolutely. She's
amazing.
An advocate. Yes,
yeah.
She's an absolute advocate. She's very proud, you know, of her body. She's very proud of what she represents. And, you know, she really wanted this, you know, to be able to reach as many people as possible and speak to inclusivity, you know, which was really important. So that was a really big moment for the brand. And I think Lena Bloom's cover was a very important cover as well. She's a Black trans woman that we featured back in 2021. And you know, really, like, so many of the covers are critical, I think, to having different conversations about who we are as women.
Well, it's especially in a sports magazine to have a transgender woman, very unusual, because many colleges are banning transgender women from sports teams, and it opens up a huge conversation.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of backlash on that one or not?
You know, it's funny, because we reach so many people. The issue is always dissected heavily. And, you know, there's going to be people that celebrate what we do, and there's going to be people that pick it apart, no matter who's on the cover.
They're going to pick me apart.
Oh, they're going to love you, Martha. They're going to love
you. Am I really going to be the oldest person ever on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Yes, you are. And you never looked better.
The oldest person. Can you believe that? And it's only 81 years old, for God's
exactly,
sake.
Exactly.
That's not old anymore.
And that's the whole point. I think it's important. It's important for, I mean, you, to me, Martha, as you know, I've already professed my undying love and adoration. I'm total fangirl of you, and I'll say it loud and proud here. But, you know, you are the perfect example of a woman that has constantly reinvented herself as someone who has consistently one-upped herself. You don't allow anything to stop you. You don't allow anything to tell you no. And I respect and admire that so much about you. And I want other people to see that. I want other women to see that in themselves.
Yeah, well, what was fun about the whole episode of being asked, first of all, was, would I do it? And I didn't hesitate for a second. What I thought to myself was, what do I have to do to make sure I look good in those bathing suits? I mean, you know, there's a little flab here and a little wrinkle there, and you have to make sure you take care of all that. I had only 2 months.
Yeah.
From the time you asked me to the shoot day down in the Dominican Republic, so I had to really get on the exercise. I always exercise, but I really went to Pilates 3 or 4 times a week. I ate a lot of salads, a lot of green juice for 2 months, no drinks at all, no wine, no drinks, nothing.
Oh, wow.
And and I had, you know, I had my regular facials. Oh, I even got a spray tan, which I never do.
Oh, you did?
I did. I got a body wax. It was perfect. I waxed my whole body.
Oh my gosh.
And then I got a spray tan about a week before we went to the Dominican. I got a spray tan, but it worked.
It did.
It worked. And I really didn't feel uncomfortable that whole day being, you know, primped and prodded.
And paraded.
And paraded. Oh, my gosh. And I just hope nobody was laughing, saying, oh, look at her. Who is she trying to look like?
Trust me, Martha, no one was laughing. Okay. We were all in absolute just awe and love of you. Because
it was a hard day because we had 9 changes and change of venue several times during the day. In and out of that pool was icy cold. The only thing, when I look at the pictures, I was only in one-piece suits, so I was a little sad about that.
But there's always next year.
Okay.
You come back for bikinis next year. Okay. I am not done with you.
Okay.
I have to say, though, in defense of the one-pieces, I love a one-piece. I actually find them more visually interesting.
Yeah. I was looking at photos of Giselle in the current Vanity Fair magazine.
She looks great.
And, oh, she had that Versace bathing suit on with the hood and the long sleeves and real zip down. I'm looking for that bathing suit. Can you get me that bathing suit, please?
Oh, yeah, we'll find that bathing suit.
Would you please find it for me? That bathing suit I love.
Martha wants the Versace. We get Martha the Versace.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all 6 delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who else has the great bodies?
Oh my goodness. I mean, you know, honestly, like it's so many different types of bodies, but you
in
know.
In sure she's very... She's not going to say.
No, but it's true. I mean, you have like Elle McPherson and Heidi Klum, who were coined the body, you know, and then you have somebody like Kate Upton, who's, you know, got like this incredible body. You have Ashley Graham, who's like this incredible curvy body. You know, there's so many beautiful bodies.
All the Kardashians and the Jenners.
You know? I mean, like everybody's so like wildly unique and special. Yeah. It really is like.
And what really interests me is even with the whole Me Too movement, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues continued right through that whole time.
Well, because you know how many women look at this magazine?
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
I thought that was great that you continued on, not intimidated by, women just can't show themselves like that anymore. They can't do this. They can't do that. Why not?
Well, exactly. Why not? Because
you're
proud of how you look, Martha. And that's why you're in this magazine. Right. And you're rocking those swimsuits because you've worked hard and you are so proud of your body. And you also are.
Well, what I'm proud of is not so much, it's not a show-off kind of proud. I've taken care of myself. I actually pay attention to my good health. I think if you look good, you feel good.
Right.
And you also are good. You're healthy. And it shows. It shows in the glistening skin and in the pink cheeks and the nice hair, everything. You can't be like that unless you've worked at it, at least in terms of diet and exercise and seeing the right doctors, making sure that you're a healthy person.
Right. You take care of the whole
you. Yeah. And this encourages people to do that. And I hope that the one thing I hope that comes out of this for me is that I am encouraging other women who are getting on, getting a little older, that they realize that, you start getting old the day you're born.
Exactly.
But you don't have to show it. Right?
Right.
You don't
right.
have to.
Right.
And you don't have to give into it. When I get comments about, she better stop using, but I don't use Botox except a little bit in my neck. I hate Botox except for here because it really helps.
Right, right.
And when people say, oh, she better stop with the Botox and she better stop going to the fillers, you don't have to do all of that either if you're a good, healthy. And I have good genes, too. So
right, yeah. The
like
genes
you have beautiful genes, too.
Us Polish girls.
Right. We have that Polish skin and Polish good health.
Supple.
Exactly. So the SI issue has taken the readers all over the world. How do you choose locations? I was curious about that. Having been to Madagascar in the summer, I wanted to go there, and then I understood that you'd already been there.
Yes.
Do you go on all the shoots?
I do,
oh,
yes.
Lucky
I do,
you.
I know.
What's your favorite locale?
I have a couple. I think Antarctica would be one, for sure. It was the most incredible experience ever. I love Turkey. I think Turkey is one of the most beautiful countries on Earth.
Did you go to Cappadocia?
I did. It's
Isn't
so
it
special.
Gorgeous?
It's so incredible.
Well, what does that have to do with bathing suits?
It's
landlocked.
It's beautiful. Just that you're going to be out in the desert.
And,
you might
Antarctica,
get hot.
Antarctica, did you take the plunge?
I didn't take the plunge.
Oh, I did. I went.
You did it?
I took the plunge.
You know what? That's my life's biggest regret, not taking the plunge.
Well, it's
I
about
wish
a three-second
it.
Plunge. They just jump off the boat and you come right back out in a bathing suit. In Antarctica with the icebergs floating all around you. I think it's a beautiful place.
You want to know what's so sad? I'll give this little tidbit to you. I didn't take that plunge because I didn't want to wear a bathing suit in front of the cameras because they were filming it.
Oh.
And that was a really big disappointment I have in myself and that experience I never got to have because I was too self-conscious. I'm going
to.
I'm going to wear a bikini next time and film it and put it on Instagram.
I want to see that issue because I don't remember the Antarctica shoot.
It was Kate Upton. She was on the cover and we were down there for like a week shooting.
It's
incredible.
So beautiful there.
Everyone, if anyone could ever have the opportunity to go, they should go. It's really special.
And so how important are the exotic locations? I think they're very important.
I do too. I think they're very important. And, it differs year to year, but the location really adds an element to the composition of the photo.
And this year, besides the Dominican Republic, where else did you go?
We went to Puerto Rico. We went to Dominica.
What are the goals that you have for every issue that you publish?
I mean, for me specifically, it's about empowering women. And it's about platforming women and conversations that really kind of liberate how we've been traditionally taught to think about ourselves. And I'm happiest when I'm encouraging conversations to be had about how people think of themselves and of others. As women, there's so many things, right, that we are kind of railing against, whether it be in career or personal or professional. There's just so many things that we contend with. And appearance is one of them. And, I've heard too many times from women that, I'm a certain age, I can't do this, or I'm a certain size, or I can't do this, or, I didn't do this, so I can't do this. And for me, I find that to be the most ridiculous thing to say. And I hate it for women that they feel that way because, and you, for me, are the perfect example of someone who's never allowed themselves to be put in a lane or in a box, and you continue to surprise us at every single corner and every single path you take. And I want women to see that in themselves and that as a possibility.
My dad, the advice came from my father. He was a very handsome, lovely man, father of six.
Wow.
And I remember asking him, I'm saying, Dad, do you think I can do it? He said, you can do anything you choose if you put your mind to it. And that's what he said. He didn't say, oh, you're fabulous, you're right. Beautiful. He didn't say things like that. He said, put your mind to it and you can do it. And that really helped me tremendously because I developed a kind of a fearlessness. And I think that that's what women have to develop within themselves, a fearlessness that will take you to other places. Try things, do things, go to places you've never dreamed of going to. And when people ask me my favorite place to go, and I always answer now, it's where I haven't been yet.
Oh, love that.
You know, I haven't been there yet. And there, because there's so many more places to go.
Yes.
And exactly. And I don't want to repeat.
Right.
So, I mean, I just won't go to the same old south of France every single year. There's so many other places to go.
Right. And is that, to me, that example.
I love the south of France, by the way.
She's like, just kidding. No, but it's true. It's like that is one of the most, I think, limiting, you know, behaviors that we exhibit is saying that, you know, oh, I'm comfortable. I'm just going to continue to do the same thing when, you know, yes, it's a little risky. It's a little uncomfortable. But then you push yourself and you get to a place that you never, ever, ever thought you could end up being, like on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
When I told my daughter, Alexis, who's, you know, pretty critical, she said, cool.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. That makes
I was
me so happy.
Pleased. She didn't say, mother, what the hell?
She just said,
cool. She was so great.
It's so true, though, because I sound like a broken record, but I really want to hit it home for women that are listening out there is that we are our own biggest limitations, you know? And your dad's advice was spot on.
It was.
And it's applicable anywhere, to anything, to anyone, you know? And you're living proof of that.
And my advice to everybody out there is that evolution of yourself is most important. You have to evolve.
Yes.
I always say when you're through changing, you're through. Mm. But it's also about when you stop evolving, when you stop trying new things, that's when you wouldn't have the nerve to pose for pictures in the Sports Illustrated.
Exactly. You know what you're going to do for other women out there? You're going to liberate a whole mindset by being participating in this way.
So how have the prerequisites for swimsuit models changed over the years, or have they?
I mean, I think they have. Back in the day, you know, you used to really just cast for appearance only. And now, I mean, I know how I cast. I cast for the entire package. I cast for the mind. I cast for the voice. I cast for the goals. I cast for the achievements, you know, and appearance is really tertiary to all of those things.
Lots of things that you told me on the set. It made me feel easier because you're very gentle and kind on the set, even when you're pushing my boobs.
Boob wrangling you?
Oh, gosh. Man handling or woman handling.
I'm going to gild these hands. They've touched Martha's boobs. Oh, I'm gilding God. Them.
Choosing the covers.
I haven't locked everything in yet.
Okay. Yeah, but I am on a cover?
You are 100%
okay.
On a cover.
Okay. I hope so.
Oh, my gosh.
And Reuven came with quite a few. He had a lot of ideas, which was great.
Yes.
Because we weren't struggling to find situations.
He took
us to the right locations. Did he do a day of scouting or a couple of days before?
Absolutely. Reuven is one of the most consummate professionals ever. His approach to photography is so special and unique to him. I always say he paints the picture in his mind before he actually takes it. So right. No detail is left.
He knew where he wanted me to stand against that stone wall and on a stairway going up, he was above me and I was coming up a stairway.
He really is a visionary.
Yeah.
He imagines it and then he executes it. It's incredible.
So how many different photographers did you use this year?
Four different photographers. I had a couple people do, you know, the shoots.
Several shoots,
yeah. Because I like to stick with, I really do have a very tight-knit group of photographers that I like to work with because they understand the brand, they understand me, they understand what I'm looking to get out of people. And it's those trusted colleagues that
so
really.
So how many years have you been doing the issue now?
26? Yes.
26 years creating one of the most fabulous fabulous magazine issues ever. I mean, that is, it's an incredible, and such diversity and such originality and such, I mean, you want to look at every picture. You turn the page, you look. You turn the page, you look. You study. Are all issues online now?
Yes, everything is also online, in print and online. So you actually get quite a bit more online.
I bet.
Which is very exciting. So for more, head over to SideArt.
And not only do we spend a day taking photographs, we spend a day, the next day, doing a video. Mm-hmm. And I liked the video very much. It was very well edited.
Yeah.
And the research that you did into the pictures, family pictures, professional pictures, it was very cleverly done. I liked it.
I loved watching it. I loved learning all about your chickens.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I knew you had so many chickens, but I didn't know how many variations.
Did you see them on the Today Show?
No.
Oh, I had my silkies on the Today Show. We were doing a segment on chicks and hens, the succulents, the Sempervivums. And they wanted me to bring my chicks also. So I had a lot of baby chicks. They're cutest chickens. I got so much mail because of those chickens. Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you working already on next year's issue?
Yeah, we already are starting the process. It's our big 60th next year.
Oh, it is 60th. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I had waited till then.
No, you're coming back for that bikini shot. Come on, you're alumni.
I'll take a snapshot at the end of my workout. Oh, how many more months I had to do Pilates?
You're an addict now, though. Come on.
I am. I have the best trainer, Janice. She is so great. And I go at 6:15 in the morning.
Oof. Well, you don't sleep.
I religiously go. I have not missed a session. She's incredible. She's there. And, you know, if somebody's there waiting for you in a studio, she got up to train me. I'm going to go there.
Well, let me tell you, it's working.
It works.
It
gives you a very nice straight back, strong shoulders, very nice legs. And the horseback riding doesn't hurt.
Right. All that core.
Yeah.
Right.
That's really good, too.
You need to do the Martha Stewart workout. That needs to be the next.
Oh, God.
Come on.
But so you've decided to only partner with advertisers who move the needle forward in these issues.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So we started an initiative last year called Pay with Change. And essentially, we're putting our money where our mouth is, and we're asking our advertisers to do the same. And so we will not accept advertising from a brand that does not have an initiative to move women forward, whether it's in the public sector or internally within their own organization.
Oh, that's good.
And yeah, it is. It's really good. And, you know, it's been really interesting because we found advertisers and partners like Maybelline have these incredible initiatives that really don't get as much conversation around them or notoriety as they deserve. And they're really doing incredible things. And by creating this initiative, not only do we encourage more brands to look inward in that capacity and do things to empower women, but also we're able to highlight and celebrate brands that are doing really impressive things. So it's been a really fulfilling initiative for us, which is great.
So I'm anxious to see all the advertisers.
Yeah.
And so moving the needle forward, that's a strong statement.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that more and more companies are doing that?
Yes, I do. I think consumers really want to be associated with brands that do good, and they feel that their money is not only, you know, buying a product that they want, but that money that they're spending is also kind of reinvesting back into society. And I know I like to see my money spent that way. And if given an opportunity, I'm more inclined to do that, you know. So I do. I see a lot of participation.
That's very good. And the criticisms that the swimsuit issue objectifies women. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be doing, right?
I wouldn't say objectifying.
Well, I don't think that's a bad word.
Well, it depends on how you consume it.
Right.
You know, I think for me, what I find is like men and women look at pictures in this magazine and on this website and across this brand. And, you know, it's our job to, you know, re-educate people as how they're going to consume this. No woman is ever done the swimsuit issue because they're like, I'm going to do this for the boys. They're doing it for themselves.
Right.
They're doing it because they feel good, because they think it's a great career move, because they think there's, you know, there's definite benefits and a platforming and they can get their messaging out. But I would say to those critics, no, like you're wrong. Like, think about this differently. Like, think about the women that are participating for exactly how you talked about why you were motivated to do it. Mm-hmm. That is most women when they come to this brand. They want to be seen differently and they want to be heard, and we give them a voice in addition to taking some really drop-dead gorgeous photos of them.
In 2019, you featured a woman in a burkini, and last year the first transgender model. So what was behind these decisions? Just inclusiveness or?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Like, I am really on a mission to broaden the conversation around acceptance and beauty and inclusion. And women exist in many different shapes and sizes and forms and levels of modesty. And, you know, just like we say, you don't have to be modest to be respected. It's okay also if you are modest and you still want to rock a swimsuit. You know, working with Halima for the issue, you know, she brought something very important to life. And that is that many modest, like, practicing hijab wearing Muslims are not able to swim, and they can get into very dangerous situations because of that.
Yeah.
So by like introducing a burkini to people that do practice modest dressing, you're not only giving them an opportunity to enjoy a part of life that they've never had access to, but they're also then able to learn how to swim and take care and protect themselves and experience a whole different level of confidence and,
right,
you know, self-preservation that they wouldn't have known about if they didn't even know this burkini existed, you know?
Well, I have a family member who has a special religious restrictions against going into the water unless you're fully clothed.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention people with any type of skin condition that can't take a lot of light or have exposure. You know, there's lots of reasons why, you know, more coverage and being aware of more coverage options are important to know about, you know?
Did you see the nude picture of the beautiful model who has vitiligo just
recently?
Winnie.
Yeah. Winnie, she actually shot for the issue.
Oh,
we've
she
shot
did.
Her. Yes,
oh.
She's been in the issue. Her beautiful skin is really, like, I look at that and she looks at her skin and I think she treasures it because it makes her unique. It makes her the stunning version of herself that she is.
The stigma of discoloration like that could be so harmful.
Right.
And yet she has helped so many people.
It's celebratory, yeah. as it should be, yeah. because she's a stunning, stunning, stunning woman.
So what are you going to do for the 60th anniversary?
That's a big question. A lot of stuff, hopefully.
You have to have 60 people in it.
Yeah,
you
know, absolutely. I think there's a lot of cool things that we could do. There's a lot of, you know, stories to be told and things that we can revisit and things that we can look forward to.
Well, the magazine business is kind of a mess right now.
It's a tricky one.
I mean, Martha Stewart Living Magazine shuttered after 32 years as a publication. We still have a vibrant website and lots of other things going on. But people miss that printed issue so much.
Yes.
And I would like to bring it back in special issues and things. We're working on that now. But what do you foresee for the magazine business?
I mean, I think we're kidding ourselves if we don't, you know, say that it's definitely we're transitioning. This industry is definitely in a state of transition
into the digitized world.
Absolutely, absolutely. But however, I do think there's something very special about the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. I cannot imagine a world where Sports Illustrated swimsuit exists and there isn't a print component to it. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'll continue to evolve just like we always have. But whether it's a limited edition.
Do you know how many printed issues you sold in the best year?
Oh man, in the best year before the internet took over,
yes,
probably well over a million.
Yeah, and I remember printing 1.2 million copies of our Christmas issue and selling out, and now a tiny, tiny fraction of that is sold on newsstands. It is a shame. But we have to go with what's happening.
Evolve, right?
And that's right. Evolution.
Exactly.
It's terribly important. Mm-hmm. And being able to use video cameras for pictures of a room, you can go see the whole room now instead of just one aspect of a room with a still photo.
Right.
So it's interesting. I'm glad you're doing video in concert with the printed issue, too.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's so interesting. So has it changed your job a lot, this whole transition?
I mean, at the end of the day, we're creating content, you know, and I think, you know, we've always been content creators. It's just thinking now in terms of how many different types of content we're creating, that has changed exponentially. You know, it used to be just the static image. And now it's all different types. It's video, as you spoke to. It's social. It's event. It's, you know, there's so many different ways now we exist. But I think it lends itself, you know, to what we've evolved into as a brand, which is a place that really platforms women that are beautiful, but far more compelling and interesting and have something to say than, you know, we're doing a disservice by just showing you a picture, you know?
I have to tell you a funny little story. I have a special relationship with the University of Michigan swim team, women's swim team.
Oh, nice.
My masseur's daughter is one of the stars
of
that team. So before a big meet, they call me, the whole team calls me with their coach, and I give them some pep talk.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't that fun?
Oh my gosh, they're going to flip out.
They are. They're going to be so happy that
Martha,
their mentor, is in a bathing suit. So now that you've worked for 26 years, what I hate to ask you, you're too young to ask what a legacy is, but what do you think your legacy will be in the creation of these amazing issues?
I mean, I really hope it, like, that people look back at what we did here and say, wow, they really helped change the world for the better a little bit. My goal in life, whatever I do, is just to leave it a little bit better than I left it. And, you know, given the access and the position of power that really I sit in at the helm of this that reaches so many people. Like, I want to use that power for good.
You
as
have
well.
Two boys, no girls.
No girls. Yeah.
And what do the boys think of the girls?
Oh, well, you know, it's so funny. I have a 17-year-old and he's so shy. He really is so shy. I've brought him to a couple events with me and he just he turns into a little clam. He really doesn't even know what to do with himself. I really do keep my life, my public life and my personal life very separate. So there isn't a lot of crossover, to be honest. But I don't know what he really thinks of what I do. I think he's kind of indifferent to it. When he was little, though, every picture he saw of a woman in a bathing suit, he'd be like, there's mommy's friends. It didn't matter who they were. If they were in a bathing suit, it was mommy's friend.
That's so great. Well, MJ, thank you so much for sitting down with me and for putting me on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit issue. I hope I can say thank you after I hear what people say about it.
No, I thank you.
The issue is on newsstands now and available digitally. You can keep up with MJ by following her on Instagram. Her handle is at MJ_day, D-A-Y. And the official Instagram handle for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is at SI_swimsuit. Thanks, MJ. You're a doll.
Thank you, Martha. You've made my career.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Happiest. Thank you.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.